G'day everyone, I'm your host Stephen, and welcome to another episode of the Bamboo History Podcast. For the people that are new, the Bamboo History Podcast is a podcast about Chinese and East Asian history. Please remember, if you like this type of content, subscribe to my podcast, follow me on my Instagram, and visit my website. I have all those details in the description box below. So, you must all be wondering, what will today's episode be about? In episode 37, I told the story of the mother of the famous philosopher Mengzi, Mencius, and how the story of her moving their home three times was the origin of the famous Cheng Yu idiom, Meng Mu San Qian, or Mencius's mum moves three times. For context, a Cheng Yu idiom, Cheng Yu spelt C-H-E-N-G-Y-U, is a Chinese idiomatic expression that is expressed in just four characters in Chinese. Cheng Yu mostly originate through stories passed down from ancient times and are often incorporated into spoken Chinese today. Today's episode will feature the origin stories of two famous Chinese Cheng Yu idioms, with both coincidentally having feet as the main theme. What idioms are they? Well, let's get straight into today's episode to find out. The first story is about the famous Cheng Yu, Han Dan Xue Bu, which loosely translates to learning the Han Dan Walk. Han Dan Xue Bu is spelt HANDANXUEBU. I like to spell the Chinese phrases out, by the way, because it helps people look the topic up if they want to read up more about it.
且子独不闻夫受灵于子之学行于邯郸，未得国能，又食其故行矣，直匍匐而归耳。What
I just read out was the original text of the entire story that I'm about to tell you. The original text comes from the book Zhuangzi, compiled by philosopher Zhuang Zhou during the Warring States period of China. The story is set during the Warring States period in China, which was between the years 476 BCE and 221 BCE, over 2,000 years ago. The Warring States period, or Zhan Guo in Chinese, was a period of time where China was fragmented into many different autonomous states. One of these states was the state of Zhao, and the capital of Zhao was the city of Handan, spelt H-A-N-D-A-N. It was said that Handan during that period of time was famous for its style of walking. People in Handan walked in a manner that was filled with grace, style, and filled with elegance. Like their gait was just so good that it made a model catwalk look like a joke. The Handan walk was such an awesome style of walking that it caught the eye of the main character of this story. Our main character is a young man from a town called Shouling, spelt S-H-O-U-L-I-N-G, in the neighbouring state of Yan. Yan is spelt Y-A-N. This character has never been named, but for ease of reference, let's just name this man Dude. So, when Dude hears about this famous Handan walk, he becomes very eager to learn this walk, so he travels a long distance to go to Handan. When he gets to Handan, What he hears is the truth. People in Handan indeed have the most beautiful walk he's ever seen. I wish I could demonstrate to you what the Handan walk looked like, but I'm not really sure if I could pull it off. Like, I'll admit that my walk doesn't look that good at all, and I usually muck around with my steps whenever I walk. But now that dude was finally seeing the Handan walk with his own eyes, the next step would be to learn the step himself. So, how would he do that? Dude decided that the best way to learn was to copy the Handan locals step by step. Did you see what I did there? So every day, he would sit on the side of the streets and watch the locals walk, trying to identify the unique points of their gait and figuring out how exactly they took each step as they walked. As he observed more and more people walking, he would begin copying their every move. First, starting off with simple 1 and 2 steps, and then copying the flourish of their arm swinging of the Handan walk. Sometimes, he would walk right behind someone just to try and copy their steps. I mean, imagine if you're a local and you're just walking around and some creep literally starts following you around everywhere with no other reason, just to copy how you walk. These days, if you deliberately try to copy someone else walking, people might take offense, thinking that you're trying to mock them. So my advice to your listeners is to not try whatever dude is doing right now, especially if you don't want to get bashed. Anyway, back to the story. Dude was following young people, old people, male, female, Martian, basically everyone, trying desperately to copy the walk. But every time he tried to do the walk, there was always something that would be off with his way. It could have been his arm swing, how his foot landed on the ground, or his posture while he walked. If he did one thing properly, he would mess up the other part completely. He just couldn't master it perfectly. Days in Handan turned into weeks, and dude was becoming frustrated and impatient. Not to mention, his money was running dry. He thought to himself, why can't I walk like these guys? He then reached the conclusion that the reason he couldn't perfect the Handan walk was because for his entire life so far, he had been walking in his own way, his own style of walk. As the saying goes, old habits die hard, and dude knew he needed a reset of his own style of walking to learn the Handan walk. He needed to weed out all those defects and aesthetically unappealing elements of his walk. He needed to abandon his own style of walking completely. So, with a lot of perseverance, effort, determination, and patience, dude finally got rid of his own style of walking. There was a problem though. See, whilst he successfully forgot to walk his own way, he was still unable to learn the complexities and mechanisms of the Handan walk. Well, if he lost his original way of walking, and he was unable to learn the new way of walking, that could only mean one thing, right? Yeah, that's right. He lost the ability to walk at all, full stop. By this time, he had been in Handan for so long that he ran out of money, and he needed to go back home to Shaoling. With no money to hire an Uber, and with his knowledge of walking forgotten, he had to crawl his way on all fours back home. The locals back at home were very amused when they saw dude crawling back to the village. Hey guys, look, dude is back! He's back! Wait, hang on. Why is he crawling? Oi, oi, dude. Mate, why are you crawling? I thought you went to Handan to learn their style of walking, and we all thought that they walked gracefully and all that jazz. What's happened to you? After Dude told them the entire story, the locals all just started laughing at him. Mate, you should have just stayed at home and just walked your normal way. So yeah, that's the end of the story. I mean, it's highly unlikely that this story was real. Unless you broke your leg or something, it's scientifically very unlikely that you can forget how to walk. Although, if anyone knows of any stories, please prove me wrong. The moral of the story, Han Dan Xue Bu, warns us against the danger of copying someone else, to the point that you lose your own skills, or your sense of self. Had Dude just embraced his own style of walking, and did not seek to emulate the people of Han Dan, then he wouldn't have spent the rest of his life crawling around. This also applies in this day and age. Everyone is different, and just because something works with someone else doesn't mean it will work with you. This story tries to teach us to embrace our own unique qualities and characteristics and find strength by just being ourselves. So yeah, that's the end of the story of Han Dan Xue Bu, or Learning the Han Dan Walk. Now, if you ever hear this 成语 in conversation, you would be able to point it out and go, ah, I know what you're talking about. The man who forgot how to walk. Now listeners, let's move on to our second story of this episode. After hearing the first story, you must all be thinking, gee, what a dumbass. How does one forget to walk? Well, the next story is going to top the stupidity that you listened to in the first story. This second story is based off another famous Chinese 成语 idiom, and it is known in Chinese as 学足适履. 学足适履 is spelt XUEZUSHILU, and it's translated in English as cut the feet to fit into shoes. I'm guessing that you now understand what the story may be about. Let's get straight into it, shall we? Like our previous story, this story is also set during the Warring States period. One day, a man from the state of Chu, spelt C-H-U, needed a new pair of shoes. So he went down to the shoe store to look for a new pair of shoes. The sales assistant gave him a new pair of shoes to try. When the man looked at the pair of shoes, he exclaimed, "Wow! Are these the new 300 BCE edition?" And he instantly took a liking to these shoes. There was only one problem though. His feet couldn't fit into the pair of shoes. No matter how hard he tried, his feet were just too big. The man sighed, "Ah, I really like these pair of shoes, but my feet are simply too big for them." So, to all our listeners, before I move on, if you can't fit into these pairs of shoes, what would you do? How would you solve this problem? By getting a bigger pair of shoes, right? That's what the sales assistant said. He said, "Ah, bugger. Well, if that's the case, I'll bring out a larger pair of shoes for you." But this customer, this man, had an even better idea. He said, "Nah, no need to trouble you for that. Just give me a knife." What? The sales assistant was confused and thought to himself, why does this guy need a knife? But he went and got one anyway, and gave the knife to the man. What do you think's going to happen next, everyone? Well, to the horror of the sales assistant, the man got the knife and started cutting his feet.
Mate, what the bloody hell are you doing?
When I first heard about this part of the story, I was shocked too, as are probably all of you listeners. Let me explain why, or actually even better, let the guy cutting his foot explain. He explains, "Well, as you can see, I can't fit into these shoes because my feet are too big. So obviously my feet are the problem. But it's an easy fix. See what I'm doing here? All I need to do is just to cut off a part of my feet so that it will be small enough to fit into these pairs of shoes. Despite all the blood that was pouring out from his feet and the pain that was causing the man, he eventually cut parts of his feet off to the point that his feet were small enough to fit into the shoes that he wanted to buy. I'm sure he was able to bandage his feet so that he wouldn't bleed to death. I mean, I don't get why the salesman didn't try to convince him not to cut his feet. Maybe he wanted to sell off that particular pair of shoes that day, so he didn't care. Regardless, despite the pain and loss of a part of his feet, the customer, the man, was very happy that he was able to fit into the shoes that he wanted. He happily bought the pair of shoes, threw out his old pair, and began parading around the streets wearing his new pair of shoes. "Hey everyone, look at my new pair of shoes. Don't they look good? They're the new 300 BCE edition, and all I needed to do was cut off bits of my feet so that the shoes could fit." The onlookers were probably horrified and thought, "Yeah, this guy needs help." Personally, I feel really bad for the shop owner and that sales assistant. The customer had literally cut his feet and left a pool of blood at their store for them to clean. And yeah, that's it. That's the end of the story of Xue Zu Shi Lu. The Chengyu phrase is often employed in situations where impractical solutions are employed for particular problems. For example, let's say that I wanted to install a satellite dish on top of my house, but the particular dish wasn't compatible with the design of my roof. So instead of finding another satellite dish that was compatible with my roof, I knocked down my house instead, because it's the house that's the problem, right? And rebuild my entire house with a roof design so that it fits the original satellite dish that I wanted. I mean, what an intelligent idea that is. The man in the story was not only impractical, but also inflexible with his decision making. He immediately attributed the problem to his foot and failed to think of any other reasons for why he couldn't put on the shoe. Had he given a bit of thought to other potential solutions, he may not have had to cut off his feet. But when I heard this story, I was trying to figure out if there was any rationale behind this man's, you know, somewhat crazy act. Perhaps he really wanted those pair of shoes, and that he felt that he had no other choice but to cut off his feet. Maybe they were indeed a limited edition of shoes that he wanted to wear, and none of the larger sizes were of the same size. That could explain why the sales assistant didn't try to stop him. This also does explain human behavior in a way. Whilst most of the time we are expected to make rational decisions, sometimes attachment, duress, or desperation may make us act in a way that isn't rational. So everyone, that is it. That's the end of today's episode about the origin stories of two famous Chinese 成语 idioms, Han Dan Xue Bu and xue zu shi lu. I hope you all learnt something out of this episode. I know I did, and that next time, if I ever go buy shoes, I'll remember not to cut off my remaining toes. Wait, what? Anyway, be sure to subscribe to my podcast and channel if you like this type of content. And don't forget, I also have an Instagram account and a website as well. Please check those out. All the details are in the description box below. As always, everyone, please contact me for any feedback, topic suggestions, and all that. I really appreciate all of your support for tuning into my podcast. Thank you all so much. Okay, it's time for me to go now. I need to crawl over to the kitchen to prep food. Walk over. Thanks everyone for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening, and I'll see you all next time on the Bamboo History Podcast. Bye for now.